to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And I want to tell you that we really appreciate all you partners. You are a blessing to us. And of course, we pray for you every day. How special you are to help us cover the earth with the word. And then I want to share something from Sandra, who said, thank you for praying and being in agreement with me for my blood work. Now, this is a partner, and all of my blood work came back was excellent. So we want you to call, and we'd love to pray with you. And we don't counsel, but we love to pray, and we like to expect the miraculous.
You know, Mom, not only do we know that God does the miraculous for us, but he also has some real practical things, practical wisdom to help us in decisions that we make and lifestyles and routines. And we have a really great guest, super fun guy to interview called Mark Sherwood. And he wrote a book called Surviving the Garden of Eden. So I just want to encourage you today that you put down your remote control. I know sometimes we want to channel surf and zoom here and zoom there, but God has some really encouraging things for you and some insightful applications. I love that because a lot of times if we don't know what we need to do, sometimes we don't do the things we need to do. And so God is going to give you information, give you revelation, kind of turn on the light, maybe for some dark areas in your heart or dark areas in your thinking to help you to walk in the fullness and the vibrancy of the life God has for you, abundant life. And remember, if you have a need in your life, hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God answers prayer. Just like he did for Sandra, God answers prayer and wants to answer prayer for you even today. Let's join the interview and watch what God does here.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Hey there. We're so glad that you are watching Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And I know as you're watching, you might have some concerns in your mind, in your heart, maybe a health diagnosis lately, or maybe you had a fight with somebody in your family, and that's, man, it just really makes you upset. Maybe you're struggling in your job or your finances. You're like, man, I just can't seem to make it. My ends meet. We would love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray, and we know that God answers prayer. And I'm super excited to introduce you, Mark Sherwood.
Hey,
thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having me. I so appreciate
good to
it.
Have We're
you.
Stoked thank you're here. You wrote this cool book called Surviving the Garden of Eden, which I like. But, Mark, not everybody's familiar with you. Could you give us a quick little bio, and then we'll jump into the book?
Sure. My wife and I run a medical clinic in Tulsa, Oklahoma, called the Functional Medical Institute. I'm a naturopathic doctor. My wife, Dr. Michelle, is an osteopathic and a naturopath as well. So together, we combine the best of all worlds. We've got a lot of cool medicinal principles that we combine, along with natural healing modalities, along with biblical principles. And so we put it all together where we see people get well as a normal part of our life and a part of our business. And it's not unusual to see incredible healings of diseases and diagnosis go the other way. So we enjoy that. We've been doing it for several years, and that's kind of who we are. And we really enjoy seeing people get well.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the diseases that you've seen reversed?
Common diseases. We've seen heart disease reversed. We've seen type 2 diabetes. We've seen autoimmune reversed. Those are some common things. Mm-hmm. Not unusual. I expect those to get reversed when we get somebody in our clinic.
Mm-hmm. But do people come and they're pretty discouraged?
Yeah, they are. They're really discouraged because they're, you know, when you go to the doctor, and this is not a this is totally just observationally. We're always looking for a doctor, tell me what's wrong. And there is a problem right there with that fundamentally, because when you're always told what's wrong with you, you begin to own that. You're always beginning to look for what's wrong. Well, what's right? Here's a few things that are right. We have the great healer we can touch base with anytime we want. The greatest physician who can do a surgery on our minds, our hearts, and our bodies anytime he wants. And if we tap into him and just use him accordingly and allow him to minister to us and bless us, which is his desire, we can and do walk healed.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. And you might be watching right now and you're like, wow, I've had all these diagnoses. And some of them aren't just medical. Some of you watching right now, you've had some counseling therapists and psychological diagnoses, and God is here to heal you. And we'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. And we know that God answers prayer flat out. But Mark, you also wrote this book, Surviving the Garden of Eden. So it's a pun on E-D-E-N.
Yes.
But this has to do with what we eat.
It does.
So why did you give us this title? What's the
point? I did, because I wanted to give people a real biblical, solid structural base from an easy to read format, sometimes comedy, right? Because there's some nice comedic pictures in there. But the point being, we wanted to give people what God's intent was regarding health. And then finally, what went wrong? So we've transitioned from the Garden of Eden, that whole kingdom concept where we had abundance of things that would take care of us, and we would live in this perfect relationship with God, with each other, and with the earth. And we transitioned from the Garden of Eden to the Garden of Eden. And why? It started off with this simple temptation. Eve, come on. You and Adam there, I'm paraphrasing heavily. Mm-hmm. You know, God didn't expect to eat just salads, does he? Come on. Surely he wants you to have a bite of this apple over here, or this donut, whatever. I'm being funny with that. That's why the cover has donut trees. There was no donut trees in the Garden of Eden, right? So when it got off course, that's what Satan used to get us off course, this appetite we have with the earth and with our physical bodies, this relationship. He started there. He's continued to do that. Even when Jesus was led off to be tempted, when he got the 40 days done, turn this stone into what? Bread. So that was the first temptation there too. And he's still doing it today. Right. That's his master strategy. He wants us to get us to put things in our body that destroy the relationship we have with God. And we're still doing it today. You know, good believers are allowing these paraphrased words of our enemy to come out of their mouth. Come on, Marilyn. Come on, Sarah. Have one bite of this. It won't hurt you.
Yeah.
God didn't expect it just salads, does he? You see how it's progressed in life. This is Satan's major strategy to get mankind off course. And he's been pretty good at it. But if we know the keys to his attack and the keys to his strategy, he's already been defeated. Let's know our enemies and know what they're going to do, and we can have a resounding victory over him, not once, but every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you set up habits where your body wants good things.
That's right.
And that's what I like, is that my body tells me, you want this. This is good. This is what you really enjoy. And I would say to you out there, call us. Mm-hmm. If you're having a problem, we're not counseling, but we will be happy to pray. And of course, get the book. You know, I would get two or three of them and give them as gifts. Books can work while you sleep, you know. So you can be a missionary to help people have good health. I don't want people to die early. You don't want to die early. You don't want your family to. No. You say, well, do you think I could? Yes, I do. I really do. And you know you can. So get three or four books and pass them out as gifts. It's excellent. And you say, how do you know? I read it. That's how I know. And I know when you read it, you will love it. Trust me. Just trust me.
A lot of times, you know, you ask a question earlier that was very profound. It got me to thinking. It was, you know, we start good habits. Well, how many days does it start or take to have a good habit?
You know,
psychologists say 21 days. But when you're dealing with the lifestyle piece, it's not 21 days. We've observed this empirically and observationally in our practice. It's about 90 days. So people have to have the right expectations and not say, well, I've tried this for 2 weeks, it didn't work, or, you know, I've tried it for a day, it didn't work. That's not giving it any time. You give these principles 90 days and they will work. with 1,000% certainty, we've seen it every single time with thousands of people all over this globe. But it does take 90 days when you're dealing with lifestyle because you have to eat and drink to survive.
Mm-hmm. And you might be watching right now and maybe you're struggling in just kind of the discipline of it, right? Because discipline, ugh, we hate that word, discipline. It sounds awful. Literally think back, oh, I got discipline. But God wants to help you with discipline. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you that God would help you with the discipline, the daily routines, the day in and the choices on a consistent basis, day in and day out. And it doesn't seem overwhelming to you, like, I can't do this, way too much. You just take it little pieces, little increments, one decision at a time. We want to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. And of course, grab your copy of Surviving the Garden of Eden, so you don't get eaten, but God helps you with the things that you eat. And so, Dr. Mark, you also talk about enjoying optimal wellness. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, optimal wellness in our minds is really being able to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, move freely, relatively pain-free. I mean, in that wellness, I mean, it's more than just the absence of sickness and absence of disease. Wellness is being able to live life in the fullest and abundance the way God intends, right? And so there's keys to that are found in that book. And people need to get into that and just begin to put those into their life. And you mentioned something key earlier, you know, books, what you read, what you put in your eyes, what you put in your ears and your minds and your mouth, what you do with your physical body, they all are equal inputs. And what you put in is going to equal output. But the cool thing about putting in scriptural basis is when you put it in, it has a multiplication effect. And it doesn't do 1 + 1. It goes 1 × 10 × 10 × 10. And it continues to grow and grow and grow. And that's how these habits are started, by feeding our spirit and feeding our minds and feeding our bodies appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
I really like it. And I like to share that because I have people who come to my home to help me with things that are not born again.
Right.
And I think when you can give them a book, you know, if you'd give them a book on salvation, they could be, oh no. But if you give them a book on eating and food, you kind of open a door. So I'm always looking for open doors. So I think this book could open doors, not only to you, but to others.
Well, I've had many people that take books, and these are written in a very simple way, fun way. And you don't have to be a hardcore biblical scholar, even a Christian, to appreciate the principles. That's not the point. The point is just there's love there. Mm-hmm. And love is being able to live in the fullness of life with abundance.
Mm-hmm. And I know that God loves us. And really sensing and settling into that love really helps us to walk in the fullness of design. So I just encourage you right now, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And more than anything, one of the things I would really encourage you with is that you would let us pray for you, that you would know the love of God. And Paul talks about that in Ephesians 1, that you would know the love of God that exceeds your physical, natural understanding. So we want to pray for you, that you would know that God loves you.
When it comes to improving health and wellness, there's an essential component most people overlook: faith. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Dr. Mark Sherwood's book, Surviving the Garden of Eden. In this book, you'll discover why your previous diets may have failed, how your identity shapes your success, what the Bible really says about food and health, and so much more.
Jesus, we've seen heart disease reversed. We've seen type 2 diabetes. We've seen autoimmune reversed.
We will also send you Marilyn's book, Your Total Health, the Speak the Word to Your Body booklet, and our healing scripture card. For your gift of $75 or more, we will include the NLT Daily Bible. This soft leather-like Bible is organized by the calendar day and the traditional ordering of the books, so you'll know exactly how much reading to do daily to complete the Bible in 1 year. Solidify your foundation in the Word and enjoy the surprisingly wonderful benefits of wellness. Call or click today for this life-changing resource. Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the Word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
How do you wake up in the morning? Do you wake up, oh, it's another day? Or do you wake up, wow, this is another wonderful day? That's very key. And I'm telling you, surviving the Garden of Eden, a lot of the reason you wake up with, oh, is because of what you eat. Now, don't get mad at me. It's just the truth. And the truth sets you free. And so we have our special guest today showing you, helping you survive, and more than survive, be blessed. Why not? Why can't you be blessed? Is that true?
It's very true. We need to not just survive through life. We need to thrive through life. You know,
Why?
This whole idea of life is, you know, we sometimes live it, unfortunately, even as believers, that one day I'm going to get to heaven. Come on, what are we doing? We need to live right now, just like we hear Jesus model the prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So let's live kingdom principles right now like we're living in heaven, because I don't know about you, but the world right now needs a little bit of heaven.
Oh, they do. Mm-hmm. That's totally true. Have heaven on the way to heaven.
Yes, we can. And we need to live with that idea.
Oh, and I love that. Yeah. I think you bring that out very well in this book.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, in this book, you talk about generating self-control.
Yep.
You have some ideas on how to help us do that?
Yeah, this will change your life. What's this? And I really want people to catch this, please. So how many of you out there have said, oh, Lord, give me self-control, or, oh, God, give me patience, or looked at a neighbor or a friend or accountability partner and says, you know, you're going to have to help me have self-control. Okay, I want to stop you right there and just say, put your hand over your mouth and don't say that anymore. Revisit Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 24, and look at the fruit of the Spirit again. Okay, if you say that I have God in my life, then we must say we have the characteristics of Him in our life as well.
Good.
So if we have the fullness of God in our life, then therefore the fruit or the characteristics of His presence is also in our life. So therefore, one of the characteristics is this idea of self-control or discipline. So instead of asking for it ever again, stop, ixnay, stop it forever, start with this. God, I thank you that I have all self-control that you've given me. I've got the same self-control that Jesus had, and I'm grateful for that. And that will change your thinking, that will change the environment, and then you'll begin to walk clearly in self-control again. So it's not a secret. It's right there in front of us. If we just tapped into that and realized that the apple doesn't have to become an apple to be an apple, it has to stay connected. That's the point, right? And so we shouldn't ask for discipline and self-control when we already have it. If we do, and this is something we should think about, then we're actually doubting or living in potential fear that God didn't give it to us anyway. And whose language is fear? That's our enemy. So when we begin to perpetually ask for it, we're just falling right into the enemy's trap to believe that we don't. And then we start to live in this kind of shame, this self-mutilating kind of talk. So again, God, I thank you that I have self-control and discipline. Stop. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I do too. And I like the fact that we can have what we say. But do we know what to say?
Well, we need to begin to understand God's intent for us regarding health. Now, physically, these bodies are perishing. We know that. But I've watched people, and I know you guys have as well, that literally kill themselves one fork, one spoon at a time.
Oh.
And we are going down a treacherous pathway of perhaps shortening the time that we have on this earth because of our own self-indulgence patterns, that God's not going to stop you. But he's also not going to take away those consequences of these life decisions we have. And we need to begin to live our life every day, putting things in our body that correlate with life. Don't put something in your body and say, well, God told me to do that. That's not true. I mean, God doesn't tell us to put unhealthy things in our body in any way, shape, or form so that he can bring healing. That would make him a schizophrenic, psychotic God. And that's not who he is. He's a God of love. He's a God of unity and consistency and self-control and discipline and order. And we can have all that. We just have to believe it again. And it's right here in God's word. If we just would believe it, and believe it more.
Yeah.
I think this is an excellent time to share truth because people are being inundated with lies and deception. Really, they are. You know it, I know it. So here is a time to share the truth, and the truth sets you free. Do I want people to be free? Yeah, I really do, and I think you do too. Not only yourself, but you want others. And folks, a lot of times they're not going to just listen to you. But if you give them a book to read, they'll read the book. So why don't you call us and let us pray. We don't counsel. We're happy to pray. But also get several of the books and pass them on. I always have a stack of books that I'm reading because I want to be informed. I don't want to be stupid, and you don't either. You want to be informed. So call us, get the books, and don't forget, God wants you healthy. You say, well, when you get older, I'm older than you are, probably 89 and a half, and I'm healthy. And the doctor, I just had a checkup. Oh, she said, you're so healthy. But I know the principles of health, and that's key.
One of the things you talk about in your book, too, is dying through life. What do you mean by dying through life?
Well, a lot of people, look, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And many times we take that word kill and we say, well, that means to terminate this idea of physical life. Well, it might, but does it mean that all the time? Because if you can kill the witness and the hope in the believer and keep them alive, you're doing more work for the enemy at that point than if he took your life. And that's what I mean by that. A lot of people are absolutely dead through life. And we've all been around people that will suck the life out of you.
Yeah,
they have nothing good to say. And, you know, it's like, oh, my goodness, what? They must have such a miserable life. But yet they're, you know, they're 100 years old. They've been living that way for 85 years, you know, and that's very sad and very grievous. We don't need to die through life. We need to begin to live through life. And so there's clear polar opposites of what's those type of personalities. Some people bring life. Some people suck life out of you. And we need to be people that give life. Because if you give that, even to that person that's like, keep speaking life, speaking life, speaking life. And it's not up to you to convince them of anything. It's up to God to allow them to be transformed as they are yielding and willing to him and his will.
And I think it's really important for us to, in our relationships, to see, and sometimes I think we want to cut off those relationships that suck the life. And I can appreciate having limits and some proper boundaries and stuff, but at the same time, God can also speak life through us. And we don't need to be walking zombies. Right. That's in essence what you're saying,
that's
a walking zombie. We don't have to be that way. And some of the people watching who are really young, like the zombie apocalypse and all that stuff. But I think God says, I want you to have life and life more abundantly.
Yeah.
And so I really, really resonate with that. And I just want to encourage you right now, if you're not living an abundant life, we want to pray for you. We want to pray and see God absolutely resurrect. I like what it says in Romans 8:11. If the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he will quicken, make alive your mortal body. And that's a promise and that's a reality. That's a truth that is in the Bible, Romans 8:11. So we want to pray for you that God would bring life into you and help you to live a vibrant, effective, overflowing, flourishing life. Hop on the phone, get on the website. And when you do, grab your copy of Surviving the Garden of Eden. because really this is a great resource. And some of the things you hear on this program today will be beneficial to you, but this will stick to your ribs, right? It's a good resource to stick to your ribs and help change your thinking and help you live an abundant life.
When it comes to improving health and wellness, there's an essential component most people overlook: faith. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Dr. Mark Sherwood's book, Surviving the Garden of Eden. In this book, you'll discover why your previous diets may have failed, how your identity shapes your success, what the Bible really says about food and health, and so much more.
Jesus, we've seen heart disease reversed. We've seen type 2 diabetes. We've seen autoimmune reversed.
We will also send you Marilyn's book, Your Total Health, the Speak the Word to Your Body booklet, and our healing scripture card. For your gift of $75 or more, we will include the NLT Daily Bible. This soft leather-like Bible is organized by the calendar day and the traditional ordering of the books, so you'll know exactly how much reading to do daily to complete the Bible in 1 year. Solidify your foundation in the Word and enjoy the surprisingly wonderful benefits of wellness. Call or click today for this life-changing resource.
Thank you so much for watching this really amazing interview with Dr. Mark. And would you please pray for our audience that we would live and not just kind of be zombies, but we would have vibrant life. Pray for us.
Absolutely. So wherever you are, I just want you to just stretch your hand toward the screen seriously and connect and just begin to really agree with me in prayer. Father, I thank you so much that I am walking in the fullness of you. I thank you that you equip me with all of the fullness of the fruits of the Spirit. It's alive in my life. I thank you that I live a life conducive with healthy blood sugar. My brain works great. My body works great. My GI system works great. I have no dysfunction in my joints. I have no pain. Mm-mm. I'm walking in full healing and wellness. And I know that you're getting the credit for that. God, I know that you're working in me. And I give you all the praise and the glory for everything that you've done in my life thus far, everything you have done, everything you're doing right now, and everything you will do in the future. And I just put my hands before you now and I say, I surrender. You can have all of me, every bit of me, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet to the tips of my fingers, and you do in me what you will for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I want you to say this with me. Today is the best day of my life because Jesus Christ, are you saying it? Lives big in me today. And he does. Believe it. You said it. Receive it. And watch God move in the miraculous all through your day. God bless you.